The first week that the children at Hamrick School up in Hendricks came back, I think it was either 3 or 3.5 weeks that that school was closed after the flood. If anybody can correct me on that, it was roughly that time, almost a month anyway, that the Hamrick School served as a recovery center for food distribution, and the school was high and dry, and it wasn't hurt by the flood, fortunately, and the school has an outstanding faculty of teachers and an outstanding principal, and they tried immediately to launch a program of art and story therapy with the children after they came back. So these pictures were drawn, oh, who knows, 5 weeks maybe after the flood. The children whose homes were destroyed had been scattered out with other families, and so the coming back to school was the first real semblance of order, I think, for a lot of them. There are two grades represented here, fifth grade and second grade, and I think the pictures aren't necessarily in order. I'll try to speculate about which grade they are. But I thought maybe Roberta could speculate about them a little bit too. Talk about this is Lambert's Chevrolet car sales, which you might have. Oh, you didn't get here in time to see the slideshow this morning, did you?
Mm-mm.
That place was very badly destroyed.
So that's what the hole in the building is.
It was sort of the center of town. Yeah.
I see. Yeah, I think in these pictures. Because I don't know the children and I don't know the ages, there are some things I could speculate about, and there are some things I would wonder about. And if you had a chance to talk with them afterwards, they might clarify that. Or if they had given you any stories about their pictures, that might help clarify. The hole through the Lambert's building, I assume that's a representation of whatever the building looked like. And what is this? Is that a sign on the side that says Lambert?
You can see the mud level.
That's all bent.
Mud level on the other
side. I see.
The sign on the left. Yeah, that's a sign.
And then on the right is a roof.
That's all skewed and off.
But you can see on the window on the left, it says mud, the mud level.
Uh-huh.
Parsons had just a pall of mud, you know, up anywhere from 18 inches up to 30 inches of mud in these buildings. And it was the kind of mud that you could get a shovel into, but then you couldn't get it off the shovel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It was the stickiest, nastiest kind of mud everywhere. And people are still trying to wash the mud out, get rid of it. It just won't seem to go away.
As I've been when it gets real dry, it gets just like alcohol.
Yeah.
And then the rain comes and you have the mud again.
That's right.
It's still in the streets. That would be the bay where you go into, you know, every car on the right thinks. So that would be the water line.
And you say this was the center of town, so it's an important. My question would have been, why did he draw this? But if it's
the center of town, but it's the center of the flood.
The center of the flood.
It was the center of the flood.
So, I see.
Yeah. This is
so it would have special significance for the children.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting.
Who's got the slide button there?
Oh, yeah. I thought she had.
Oh.
No.
I'm just...
It must not be plugged.
Where?
Oh, here.
Halfway.
This thing here?
Oh, here. This works, maybe. Oh, you're working it.
It doesn't seem to be doing it.
Mm-mm.
I just pushed this one.
Look at this view. This is a fifth grader?
Yeah, this is the same artist.
Uh-huh.
I noticed. Pat Roy.
Boy, the dimensions of that one are wonderful. You really get a sense of depth.
Yeah, the view of looking at down for on something. I assume those are trees that have toppled and buildings and a playground, is that? Or?
Yeah, what's that square up there where it says hole and there's an American flag?
Yeah, that's a real good guess.
That looks like a refrigerator in the upper
isn't
left.
Isn't that the front of the apartment house where they had the flag hanging outside?
Yeah,
the whole front of the apartment house off?
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is. That,
yeah, you're right.
See, this is the front of that.
Mm-hmm. The cars.
It's been anywhere in Parsons in the flood area, particularly all the cars.
Did you ask them to draw about the flood, or these are just spontaneous drawings?
These were not drawn under my direction.
Mm.
These were pictures the teachers asked them to draw, so I suppose they asked them to draw
about the flood.
In subsequent drawings, I've gotten them to talk on tape about the pictures, so the next batch will have a little more information about it.
Yeah.
Them.
Okay.
Michael, what did the word say about that car in the lower left-hand corner?
Crushed car.
Crushed car, yeah.
Oh.
What?
Crushed car.
Okay.
Well, that one looks like the sun.
These are the houses up on the hill that weren't touched? And then the ones closer or upside down?
Maybe the foreground's flooded.
Uh-huh. It's still okay.
Another 180 degrees. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You have to call the hill.
There's a place above Parsons called Quality Hill.
Oh.
That wasn't hit, and all the people that were flooded went up to Quality Hill.
Uh-huh.
Stayed with the ones that
didn't
get flooded. This is a fifth grader too.
That could be like the most memory bird. Or Henry something with high parts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The house that's upside down is the largest one. I'd wonder if how this child was affected, you know, if his house was involved or, you know, what, or whether he was one of the ones that lived up on the hill.
I think a point you made this morning about the impact on children, whether or not
mm-hmm.
their houses were destroyed, really comes across in these pictures.
Mm-hmm. That they saw it.
Yeah.
Yes.
His house was, he lived in that little house there and saw this house go by almost hit it easily. I think that would look huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder why it's so big. Or if he just drew it first and then added everything. Go. I assume that this must be a second grader. Is that somebody leaving the flood area? In the car or just?
Yeah, maybe that's somebody getting away.
Do you have any comments on the choice of colors?
It's hard for me to judge not knowing what children, you know, how they generally draw. Yeah, it does look like rain.
That's probably the camera at school, because that's what it took in that area.
So I think it's interesting that he wrote the word, or she wrote the word go on it. That They must have felt a real, you know, that must have been really scary, and they must have, if, you know, if he was involved or if he heard of people who were involved in getting out. That could be floodwaters, probably. Rains washing all over. Thank you for the ones that are airtight.
All right.
Oh, all right. These look like they're in the middle of it.
There were stories of people in Parsons, two women in particular, who were in the water for all night, you know, for 9-10 hours. And these stories were in the paper and very much told around in the community. These were people who were in the water but survived. And there were four people from Tucker County who drowned. So I don't know if that person is...
Is in the water?
Or trying to run away from the water.
Is that a building or a vehicle or something? The orange with the cross?
Sure.
Be interesting when you get these others back to look at the stories and to hear what the children say about them. Especially at this age, it's hard to know what was going on in her mind or his mind, Daniel. On all of these, there's the. You know, all of this chaos, the scribbling and washing over on all of them.
Is there any difference between those who wrote or down heavily with their crayon like this, which is hard to see?
Some of it is just a difference in style. And so it's, you know, if you had three or four of over time of one child, then it might mean something. But it's hard to know if it's just, you know, just this one, if it is, if it has any meaning.
Is that Lambert Chevrolet again?
That could be anywhere in person.
What are these, do you think they're cars being washed away? Or?
I bet. Because there are so many people lost their cars. That would have been.
Yeah. And the lines probably rain, maybe? There's so much of this scribbling on all of them that it's not solid coloring. It's just real washed, you know, like things washing over. Look at the raindrops. And I assume those are the floodwaters getting higher.
Blood, wasn't it?
Oh.
Is that what it said?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it said. Terrible flood, wasn't it?
But the house is still standing.
Oh boy. I love the way that one has clumped things together, you know, that left hand clump
thing. Is that a church?
Found the Bible on top of the TV set.
Oh.
On top of mud, but still didn't have any mud all around, and the Bible was white. I saw the Bible.
Did you actually see it?
Yeah, I went to the guy's house and showed it to me. The Bible was totally, completely white and not a blemish on it, no water damage or anything. It had floated on top of something. It wound up on top of the TV set. Just was sitting there with the mud all around.
The word church?
Yeah, it looks like church, doesn't it? What is the ball that has an M on it?
That couldn't be the Hendrix Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
They had a total loss of the building, and yet the stained glass was not scratched. And the, as I understand, the Bible was in first great condition. That Bible story, though, I heard it in several different forms. It was always in the form that the Bible itself was not damaged. The homes, you know, was one church. The only trouble was my own study Bible was the first Sophian book I picked up as a church study. I found out it wasn't any good to tell that story. People needed to hear that those Bibles came true.
Legends.
Well, at that time we needed every little shred of hope to pick up.
My grandmother's home the day after the flood. Her grandmother's was safe, I guess. The cracks.
Furniture stuck outside. Mm-hmm. Anything people had, they had to throw away.
Mm-hmm.
For the first floor.
What could that be? Oh, look at that one.
There were people trapped in houses in the flood.
Uh-huh.
Some real dramatic stories, particularly up in on Hendricks. I know of two houses with people trapped in them, and there may have been more. And in Parsons, there was a couple, I guess.
Editor of our paper, her daughter, where she wrote all the Biala, I don't know. She had a diary.
She knew it was history in the making. What? She knew it was history in the making, so she kept it accurate.
This was what? It
must be Juan. It must be, you know, Hurricane Juan.
Oh.
You're smart,
Well, I'm used to looking at things like that.
The flood level, look at that. Now, this seems a little more organized than some of the others where it was just so diffuse.
Mm.
Is that somebody going up the stairs?
And there's somebody upstairs. Up in the tree too, isn't there?
I thought maybe that was clothing or something, hanging blankets or... Can't even tell what he drew under there. There's a sun in it there. Look at the clouds and the rain. There's that scattered rain, I suppose. It's interesting how scattered all of that is, whether it's rain coming down in all different directions, and yet how organized the houses are with the windows in step fashion. And
there's an interesting perspective on that too. You can really look down that street
and see the ones behind.
Some of the buildings are
further away. Uh-huh. Interesting, this child personalized those clouds. I wonder how many children Do any of you have a sense of whether they blame, whether they've laid blame for this on a person or a thing?
Right after the flood, over in Circleville, for about a week, we had some other women and I had a daycare set up there in the kindergarten room. And one day we were singing a little song about Noah's Ark. And a couple of kids got into this big theological trip about, it wasn't about the flood that had just happened, but it was about, oh, God punished all the bad people. You know, I tried to squelch it real fast.
Mm-hmm.
They had heard it, obviously.
Yeah.
They had recently heard this. Or maybe, I mean, it was really in the forefront of their mind. And I wondered how many kids made that association, because there are a lot of people, you know, who have really fundamental religious convictions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would wonder that too. I was, even after the shuttle disaster a couple of weeks ago, I was struck with the television interviews and the radio interviews that they were having with children. Then I was struck by the number of children who were so angry. And I kind of want, it was as though they were trying to blame somebody or something. And that's, and these were school-age kids. You would think that they would be beyond that they would understand about accidents, and yet they still were really angry.
Well, but adults also are going through that same thing. They just articulated as honestly.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what made, I guess I was wondering if all of the emphasis on trying to find the cause and lay blame wasn't fueling some of that.
Right.
Yeah.
On the other hand, finding out now about the astronauts, that the kids may have been brighter than we were going to make that time.
You mean so being angry? Okay, that was the same. Can you back up to see that other one?
That's the tracks.
Oh, this, she started this one, I guess. Okay, go on then.
And then do that.
Well, that's the railroad track. It was torn up.
Oh. How sad.
Are those waves of water?
That's my guess. Oh, is this a car?
Well, the film only took half the picture.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
All the house buildings that were destroyed had big numbers painted on the side, but for demolition purposes.
You would call it the Mark of the Beast?
Some people thought they were the Mark of the Beast.
Called it that.
Who did?
Some of us used it as a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's when you say, this is where I think we need to use careful about language. When I say that the house was destroyed, I believe you ought to mean the house flooded itself, took that house and there was nothing for the foundation. But this was a house that was to be destroyed.
To be destroyed. You're right.
The red marks, here any left now, the red marks meant that was judged to be totally uninhabitable. But they stood for a month or two.
Mm-hmm.
You can imagine what this meant to people whose home that was. To see that staying week after week.
What was the system of numbers? You know, I never understood the numbers
who
themselves.
The authority, I forget what it was, the help of the Pentagon, everyone. Then you'd see somewhere the number would be painted through, and that meant somebody had political enough to get it changed, and then there was some that weren't numbered at first, and then. For instance, if you could get your house demolished, then you could get better terms with FEMA. For instance, to build a better house
smaller.
Some of these houses, right, with the money available, right, to the bam, you could really do better by a double one. And cheaper, another house. So, I mean, that was one of the hardest things I've ever faced.
They were really ominous.
Oh, a bridge. This is a bridge. Was it destroyed? Broken?
No, none of the bridges were destroyed. What you had was the railroad bridge had that kind of superstructure, and then the highway bridge was flat.
Oh.
But
the approaches.
But the approach up to the bridge itself was
washed away.
It's like a trailer.
Yeah.
In the river, maybe.
Is this someone climbing out? Is it a ladder? Oh, the railroad tracks. Trees floating by.
The flood had covered the house, and
next day
now there are islands surrounded
by
mud on the lower street. On the main road, the water turned, crashed, and there were damage. The mud is something.
Everywhere?
Caked everywhere. In the morning, the water was to the middle of the two-story houses. In two houses, people were trapped. They signaled each other through the night with lights and gunshots.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now this must be the picture that goes with that.
Yeah, that's the island.
The island and the people. The bridges again. Look at those waves. Flood was November 4th. Is that a bridge or a ramp or road? This is my uncle's old house.
Driveway, maybe.
Driveway. Is that middle part the river there, running through something?
It says river here, doesn't it?
Does it? And things on the bank. It's interesting to me how some of the children have the houses intact and others have it so chaotic. I would wonder which, you know, whether they had seen houses or whether they were directly affected or
I would say that by the time these pictures were drawn, all of these children
had seen it.
All stages of wreckage.
It's interesting then that some of them focused on intact houses and others on the destruction. Look at that one. These mounds of mud, maybe? Or just the boulders? Did you say there were boulders scattered around?
Both.
Were there boats or something picking people up, or what were there? Yeah, they look like they're forts.
Little Welsh curates. Is that upside down?
I survived.
Oh, that's the cow. Washed up under
the
bridge.
In the bridge,
the
same.
Oh. Was it dead or was it dead?
Yeah.
It took our health officer all morning with the Army Corps of Engineers to get these two guys out.